city to city, state to state, worldwide. You listen to In the Zone, and this is the network.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freezer.
The following program does contain language that some might find objectionable. Parental discretion is advised. How rude of me. Chidota.
Drop that beat. It's time to go in.
Look, another planet.
You already know. My mood has just changed. Good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening, or whenever the time you press play. I was getting ready to start with one thing, but I'm going to get to that. I'm going to start off with a question. Has Carefinesse 590 been sold yet? Is it still for sale? Has anybody bought it yet? I'm just asking. I'm not asking for a friend. I'm asking for me. City to city, state to state, worldwide. You know, I laughed my ass off when I saw that John Hadley was putting a group together to buy that station. And then when I found out how much another guy was offered, and then the ridiculous offer that was thrown in front of me to buy that station, and then this guy is going to put an ownership group to buy that station. That sounds like a sausage head factory, city to city, state to state, worldwide. a Sam sausage head, and on the factory will be like a big country ass red 10.5 gallon hat. That's what it would be. It looked like something that someone would probably drag from Fremont. Oh, I'm in a wonderful trolling mood today. I really am. I know Auditor A-Train Lane didn't anticipate me starting with 590 and asking has somebody bought the station. But whoever buys the station, and if you pay, matter of fact, this is one of those times where I would really love to see Carefinesse be the next item up for bid on The Price is Right. City to city, state to state, what? Worldwide. I was in a hurry to pay with a dollar. City to city, state to state, worldwide. I'd be like one of them annoying motherfuckers. I would have did it in pennies. City to city, state to state, worldwide. Now that I've ate up most of that time, on to the Cardinals. And you know, I've stayed off of them. I haven't went out of my way to run them down. I normally say the same critiques about them, which is the front office is complicit, which I feel that they are. And it's like every time when John Mozeliak does make a trade or a major signing, he just stops. And then you know, breaking his arm, patting himself on the back. And then think that's another, like when he signed, when he made the trade for Arenado, it was almost kind of like the same kind of attitude like when they signed Dexter Fowler. Like, you know, okay, dust the powder off my hands, The job is done. No, it's not. The injuries are piling up. Flaherty. You got Jordan Hicks is out. Miles Michaelis out. Looking at Goldsmith today as I'm recording this. And he was gimpy on the base pass. Molina is out. What are you going to do? I think Bader is out. They got injuries all over the place. And they are starting to lose. And now they look like they're on track to that 81-81 record that I saw predicted. They got people all in their feelings. City to city, state to state, worldwide. I said that a few months ago when the predictions came out and I saw it on the MLB Network and they predicted the Cardinals what finished third and the record be 81-81 and people got upset. But look at this team now. With all the injuries I just mentioned, will we ever see Mozeliak look outside of the organization? I mean, that is the frustrating thing about being a fan of the Cardinals. It's sometimes it doesn't hurt to look outside of your organization. You don't have many assets to trade for anyway. You don't really have much to offer at this time. So you have to get aggressive. And again, I'ma just keep saying this. I'ma keep saying this because it's true. Since the Tony La Russa era, the Cardinals have not been aggressive enough in pursuit of players to help them reach that plateau consistently being in the playoffs, city to city, state to state, worldwide. Consistently, we knew we was getting a Red October. And maybe we felt entitled. Did we take it for granted? All the bitching people did about Tony. They haven't found anything remotely close to that. Because, again, as I always say, there are certain guys in the dugout that knows exactly what they're going to need, the type of presence that they're going to need on their team to get them over the top. And to the fans, I'm going to just keep saying what I've always been saying. Is that the only way that you send your message is not showing up. That's the only way to get their attention to hold their feet to the fire. Because this team should not be in a position that it is in today. And I'm not saying that they don't spend money. They don't spend money wisely. And that extension of Goldsmith is looking really bad right now. Really bad. Think about that. So, on to the NBA. LeBron James got eliminated. And he walked off the court before the game was over to shake hands. And I noticed, you know, Stephen A. Smith went after him pretty hard. And I don't know if he is more inspired because, you know, Kwame Brown is on him like brake lights. That might be the reason. That could be a reason, a very logical reason. But he just was all over him. But I noticed the hypocrisy in a lot of people. LeBron walks off the court, 5 minutes before the game is over. Nobody says shit about that, but you kill Isaiah Thomas. That's what I can't stand. Y'all killed tried to assassinate that brother. Then you have to watch that shit in The Last Dance. And then you see LeBron do that. Don't see nothing, don't hear nothing. I just think just the level of hypocrisy. And I don't want to hear nothing about that COVID shit because y'all hug and shit before the tip off. Nobody shaking hands because of COVID. Can't say that. We all hugging before the game and shit. But before I go back to that, I tell you what, man, I felt pretty bad because I picked the Lakers to repeat as champions, especially when they signed Dennis Schroeder. And he just completely fizzled out. And I believe I told Josh Price this on the Price Check a couple of years ago because we talked about him, I believe, when he was with OKC or his last year in Atlanta, because he played really well in his last year in Atlanta. But I said he's one of those guys that is so temperamental. And when he's on, yeah. When he's not, he reminds me, he fits into that category, like just like with Reggie Jackson. Like, those guys are in the same kind of category with me. Very, very temperamental. And whether or not the offense get going or not, city to city, state to state, worldwide. And he just wasn't the only one. Andre Drummond, at times, he just looked extremely awkward. Anthony Davis, I mean, they've been tearing off into his ass. But after he hurt his groin, I knew there was no chance he was going to be able to play. But I knew he had to at least show that he wanted to play. But I'm like, damn, I told Josh, I'm like, hey, man, they're going to repeat. Boy, was I wrong. I was so wrong about that. But this has been a fun playoff. I love the play-in. I hope the NBA continues to do that. I think when you make those games competitive like that, it made the regular season more exciting than it's ever been. And the Lakers, at one point, was near the top, and they slid all the way down. And now, LeBron James is out of the playoffs in the first round for the first time in his career. And he says he's getting ready for Space Jam 2, city to city, state to state, worldwide. That was his reason for walking off the court. It was time for Space Jam 2. All right. Well, LeBron James, I want you to know that I still love you as a basketball player, love what you do in the community. But, sir, that is baloney, and I do not stand for baloney.
He doesn't stand for baloney.
After baloney comes bull.
You should not have said that.
His name has just been spoken, so there must be a word to be broken.
But you have no time.
Too late to explain in full.
Watch out, watch out.
The silly bull.
Bullseye.
Stay tuned, stay locked in to the In The Zone Network. We literally going city to city, state to state. More things on the way. like the Keith the Morning Moving Morning Show. I did it the second time on to A-Train Lane. And I'm going to give you two fingers in the air.
And now you know, and no one's half the battle.
G.I. Joe will return after these messages.